You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big news in our house was this past weekend. Zoe went to meet her new boyfriend's parents for the first time.
Oh, that's cute. That's always fun.
Yeah. There's a lot of stress because she was all worked up about what she was supposed to wear and all that other stuff. But now I guess it's turnabout time. I was informed that the new boyfriend will be coming over this Saturday to meet me and meet Gretchen.
He didn't know what he's in for.
And then came the next bit of news where Zoe said,
I'm pregnant.
No, please, God. No. No, the other bit of news was she said, and then we're going to get in the hot tub.
Ew, no, stranger in your hot tub.
That's what I kind of looked over at Gretch, and I was like, You know, we've been wanting to drain it and clean it. This might just give us the impetus to do so.
There you go. Get him in the dirty water.
Yeah,
and then
so
clean
you guys
it.
Have at it. Go have fun.
Splish, splash.
Yeah, it might be time.
Yeah, that's a good that's a good time to do it. Yeah, get a stranger in there and then clean it.
I did tell her, and she looked at me like I was some sort of weirdo, but I know my buddy Jeremy will be able to understand. As she, when she was asking about it, I said, okay, yeah, this time is fine. I said, but do not get used to this idea in terms of, like, inviting a bunch of friends over.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that will never happen.
Yeah, you don't want
She goes, no, it's just going to be the two of us. I said, no, I'm talking about from here to the till the sun blows up in 5 billion years.
Yeah.
You cannot have, like, 3 or 4 friends over. Mm-hmm. To get in the hot tub, because I'm a weirdo about hot tubs. I don't generally like them, but since it's my own,
it's your own
that's
funk.
Good.
Yeah.
But not strangers.
Mm-mm. Strangers oil and dead skin floating.
And I
in
said
there.
Something to her about, you know,
hair.
Him being a stranger. She goes, he's not a stranger. She goes, he's my boyfriend. I go,
yeah,
well,
he's a stranger.
He's from outside.
Yes. Yes.
So
gross.
Anyway, I just thought I would share that news. What's going on in your world?
I'm still kind of grossed out by that. It's the time of the year where I'm, you know, pulling out the summer clothes. I'm doing the switch because I get all the flannels and crap out of the closet and put my summer stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it all. I hate it all. I hate every piece of summer clothing I have. I'm sick of everything. There are 2 polo shirts in there, though, that I really like. I threw one on today. I wish it didn't have the Mix logo on it. I'm representing today. It does have the Mix logo on it. It's like a nice Nike dry fit polo shirt, but I'd like to wear it out and about more, and I don't want people like, hey, are you Jeremy? You know, I want to be incognito. But I put it on, and I was like, dang, I like this shirt. I got to find more of these. I want to get some more polos. Mm-hmm. And Nicole goes, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I'm with her.
Why? What's the beef with the polo? Like, this has got a good fit. I feel like I'm slightly dressy. I've got some jeans on with it.
Practically my whole life, I have been anti-polo, and I can't really explain why, but I just don't like the look. It kind of screams like polo club, if you know what I mean.
Like I see what you're saying.
You valet park your Tesla and you go in to the clubhouse. And
I will say I'm not a bit. I don't play golf, but I go and I'll hit balls just for fun, just for the exercise and just kind of fun. And it does remind me a little bit of some of the D-bags out there that I see that come rolling up in their, you know, 7 Series. And
hey, listen. It absolutely is fine for most people, I'm sure. I am not saying anything. I'm not casting aspersions on people who wear polo shirts.
I feel
they're
like they've
not
come
for
a,
me.
They've come a long way, I think. The fabrics, the fits, they're different than your dad's polo shirts.
No.
Yeah, this one's got a good fit to it. The problem is, what it boils down to is I've complained about this for years on the air. The guys don't have enough choices in the summer.
I agree with
what
that.
What do we have? We've got button-ups, polos, T-shirts.
That's it.
All we have. And women have, capris
sundresses.
And halter tops and over, you know, the shoulder tops and, sundresses and jumpsuits and backless shirts and overalls, you know, all sorts of fun stuff that they can wear in the summer. And we got nothing.
Is the tube top making a comeback for women?
I hope so. That's a good look, right?
I can't decide.
Well, you know,
We like have everything. To have women it's who like are listening call us and tell us if the tube top is coming back.
You have
back
a tube top?
Well, actually, tell us two things. A, is it coming back? B, are you happy or sad? So
right. I think, like, you know, you got to be a certain age to be able to pull that off, I think. Don't you? You do. That's a
yes.
more of a younger woman.
Yep. Well,
probably.
I hate to go down that path because
I know, I don't want to either, but
because
you know.
There are a lot of things that, you know, are let's just say
it's more of a youthful look. That's no. all. Just like guys in their graphic tees. Like if you were over, you know, 25, you probably shouldn't be wearing those.
Right.
Although
it's
I
like
have
if you see
still.
A guy who's, you know, 62 years old and he's got his baseball cap on backwards, you're like,
right, exactly. You're like, nah, you're like, no, dude, flip it around.
But I mean, I think people of any age should flip it around. But yeah, there are certain things. But the going back to the polo shirt
yeah.
for a minute, it doesn't matter about the fit and it doesn't matter about the material. It's just the whole concept of the polo shirt to me smacks of.
It's an uppity shirt. It's an uppity male shirt.
It is, and I don't like the way they look. So you walk into my closet right now, there is one polo shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it is a Mix 100 polo shirt because that's what they gave us, right?
Yes, yes.
They're like, here, wear these when you go out and about. And I'm like,
represent.
No. So it's in my closet.
And then Dom moved out of state, so he doesn't have to go to events anymore.
Yeah, right.